Always a schuss to be together, to prepare for the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh. During these Heilige days of Kislev. Now, it's kind of being back and forth, we already talk about Hanukkah tonight. Part of me wanted to, and hopefully we're all learning already, preparing for Hanukkah. And then I held myself back, I said, I don't know, it might be too much for us already, you know. We're going to it's brought down, there's a Torah from the Barditchever that the Avos, we find different times that there's like stiras, whether things that were happening, which yontiv they were happening on. And the famous Barditchever explains that they were able to tap into the koiches, the oiris of the yontiv, even when it wasn't that exact day. You know, so I don't know, if we talk about Hanukkah tonight, we might be lighting menorah tonight already, you know. We have big tires for Hanukkah. We're already preparing plenty of big tires for Hanukkah. That vada by next week will start. First of all the Torah tonight, all the chizik tonight, all the saras tonight, is first of all, Lil Nishmas Eliezer ben Yisrael, that's all. Mr. Michael Brown, who we continue to learn for and hope will be a big schus for his neshama and big nechama for the Heilige Mishpacha that we love so much. To be dancing together with him, Mashiach Zakenu, with the Gula Shleima B'mheir V'meinu, Bez Hashem's Baruch.
Amen.
And also, I just want to say that all the Torah and Chizik tonight should also be for the Fuos of a little baby that was born recently, that's of to parents that are like family to me, that I'm so close to. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to hear good news, Besuros and Refuos, but definitely if you could daven for, and all the Torah and Chizik should also be for Refu Shleima, for Tinok, Ben Ilana Lea, Bez Hashem Zbarach, Shibizoich et Refuos and Yeshuos Bekarov.
Amen.
I cannot mention such a schuss to have the chevra. So many chevra. First of all, to have Shmuley back from Eretz Yisrael. Always to have Avira Da'ara in the bias. That was a big surprise. Shechiyanu v'kimenu v'gimel zman hazeh. You know, it's a big chizik to me when chevra, you know, comes from far that has to drive back to far. So the chevra that came in from YU and still driving back tonight to YU for class. Mi talmida yosef mekula, misir snefesh v'tayra. Misir snefesh v'tayra. The schar halicha. Should be a good chos for each and every one of you. If only simcha and bracha, bez Hashem sparach. I know that I get tremendous chizik from it. So that alone. Hopefully the Torah will be worth it. I hope. I daven. Shkoyach. So, you know, how often do my Talmidim, my current Talmidim, when I say current Talmidim, you're all Talmidim, when I mean my Talmidim in high school, but the truth is this can be said for all of us throughout the years perhaps, I know myself for sure at times, maybe not in the same vein, maybe not in the same way, but, you know, we'll complain like, that I'm not enjoying the Gemara, I'm not enjoying the learning. Stay just talking on a high school level for a moment. You know, obviously Gemara is something that's very difficult. Gemara is the most difficult study in the world. There's nothing more difficult. That's why the bris was kairos al yedei Torah shebaal peh. Because look at the Medrash Tanchuma in Noach Eis Gimel. Because it's that difficult, and because it takes a lot of amelus and yigiyos, you got to sweat over it. It shows a certain mesiras nefesh in the relationship by learning it. But because it's hard, if you're not yet accustomed and you haven't put in that time to quote-unquote fall in love, because it's somewhat sometimes an acquired taste. So it's very hard. We all remember back how many of us in the beginning when we just started learning Gemara really took to it and were in love with it. Happened to this. So my Talmidim definitely, my current Talmidim in DRS, it's something very hard. They very much take the Chizik and the Siris and that, but like, anytime we're learning, we're about to open the Gemara, it's like, can we do more Musar? Can we do more Machshava, Rabbi, you know? And Baruch Hashem, I take that in a good way. That means they also enjoy that, Baruch Hashem. But part of it is just to put that aside. I happen to have, I'll tell you, very unique. This past summer, I was with my Rabbi Amari, the Shlita Pinchas Friedman Shlita. And I spoke to him about this Inyan, amongst many other Inyanim, but I said how, if you had any Eitzah for me with my Talmi, I was about to start the new Zman. And he ate it for Talmidim that struggle with learning Gemara, struggle with learning Torah, but specifically Gemara. And it's very hard, and they don't want to, and obviously it's Aramaic, and there's no punctuation, and it's all just, a lot of it seems impractical to them. So one of the things he told me, this was very unique, because it's what I'm going to say, I hope he's okay with me saying this over Farhesia, but he looks at me, he says, Arya, you should use Schottenstein. Schottenstein, we don't call that. I look at him, I'm like, Rebbe, art scroll? He's like, yeah, art scroll, art scroll. He's like, really? He's like, yeah, I know that a lot of the Rashivas will tell you differently, and I don't know what your Anhala is going to say about it, but you should use art scroll. And then he says, look over there, turn around. I meet with him usually as a... where he lives on the bottom floor, he has this beautiful office with like full of svarim, and it's where he learns and he writes up the shiurim every week. And he showed me that he has a few of the like. He showed me, you see over there. What do you think if I get stuck on something, I don't look at art scroll as well? He had the Hebrew art scrolls over there, you know. So I said, Rebbe, really? He says, yeah, I know that ultimately, obviously, art scroll can be used as a crutch, and obviously. That it's taught, like, especially at younger ages, never to look at art scroll because you want to be amal b'torah and learn how to learn and not use it as a crutch. And we all have heard this and learned this and know this. He says, but we're dealing with a dar that if you're not going to make it easier, make it that it could be attainable to them, they're not going to do it at all. So vada, hopefully they'll hit a stage where they're not going to use art scroll. And hopefully that's going to come. But for right now, for the time being, if it's so difficult and they're so anti, you want to make it as pleasant and as easy as possible. Let them use art scroll and halavai. They'll start to taste it a little bit, and then they'll do away with art scroll and be amal b'torah. It was very unique and very beautiful. So I didn't think, I know it's on hola by us and whatever, I didn't think they'd go for it. I didn't even try to discuss it with them. But what I did was instead, and I told this to the Shvili Pinchas on the spot, I thought the idea, I said, you know what, maybe every sugi, whatever we're doing, I'm gonna photocopy the English of the art scroll that they can have on the side of their Gemara, so they can feel that if they're stuck or whatever, they can always look at it right away. That way, they don't have the art scroll mamish, but they have it, you know. And when I give them chavrusa time, they have it. Not sure how much it's worked or not worked, but lemaisa, it's getting somewhere. No. Matthew Tadik, they're chairs. No, come, right over here. Come. You got there. Come. Bring all the way. Come over. This room. But the truth is, maybe every one of us here in this room is past that stage. But can we not all admit there are times when learning is hard, when learning is difficult, when learning, quote unquote, seems boring? Meaning, yes, there's certain types of learning that we get a geschmack from always, and maybe it's to some of us some chassidus, and some of us some musr, some of us some machshava, and those are like go-tos that we're always going to get a geschmack. But lemaisa, when we sit in Shtag in Amal B'Torah over Gemara, over Yavamas, over Ruba B'Kama, and sometimes we're in love and we're excited and we're going through the sugya and it's awesome, and sometimes it's dull and I'm stuck and I'm like, what am I doing here even? Chaim. Save your seat, don't think that. But what am I doing here? So what's going to be? What do we do in those times? Because I'm going to tell you guys something. If we don't learn how to deal with that, lo aleinu, you guys are still at a stage in your life where most of you, if not all of you, you're in yeshiva. You have structured time to sit and learn. Part of your day. Your day is conducive for learning. You have the time because you don't have that many responsibilities yet. Unfortunately and sadly, you just have to say it as it is. How many talmidim do I see? How many people do I see that after this tkufa, even guys that sat and learned for years, sat and learned in our tzrol seriously, in top yeshivas, sat and learned afterwards in yeshivas or in other mekoymes of Torah, whatever it might be, for years. And then move on to that next stage where it's no longer part of your structured day, meaning you're no longer in a yeshiva sviva, in a yeshiva environment. And then you have Baruch Hashem a wife, and Baruch Hashem children, and Baruch Hashem a job, or some serious graduate school, and you're in law school, or you're in medical school, and you're also with a job and children, and lemaisa. And if you're going to sit and learn, it's with tremendous mesiras nefesh. It means you're the one waking up 5 o'clock in the morning to learn from 5 to 7. Or it means after you get home and you're exhausted and you had a long day and you spent a couple hours with your family and with your wife and with your children at Chvesnesh, at 10 o'clock you learn for an hour or two. That's Mesiris Nefesh. It's much easier to waste your time on the phone and then Chvesnesh watch some sports highlights and then call it a night. And I mean very from people that who are davening three times a day with a minyan, and wear a chavis, a black hat on Shabbos, and they've hardly learned all week long. And not because they didn't want to connect to learning, but because ultimately they have so many responsibilities, and then it takes so much mesiras nefesh, and unless it's so much a part of your day that you're willing to sacrifice for it, that's one of the first things that goes. And you have no idea how often I see talmidim later in life, and I ask them, "Nu, tell me something." And guys that went to, I mean, top yeshivas and learned for 5-6 years straight, like many hours a day, and we're doing it, and we're successful at it. And I'll say to them, "Nu, Sadik, so Nu, what are you learning these days?" You know, I go to the rabbi's shir Shabbos afternoon before Mincha, and some Fridays I listen to your 5 minute vart, you know, and that's it. And they're beautiful people, but Talmud Torah Kenuga Kulam. We want Torah to be a part of our life because, and not just because it's a chiyuv, and not just because it elevates us in the most beautiful way. It elevates everything in our life. Our whole life is different when I'm someone who's koivei itum Torah. Why do you think it's one of the first questions we ask when we get to Shemaim? Again, there are different Gemaras if it's the first or one of the first. But whether kavati itum Torah is that chashiv in our life. It itself is chashiv and what it has an effect in our whole life. And it's not just for now. Torah is not just for the years of yeshiva. Torah is for our whole life. The years of yeshiva is building a foundation for life. It's not an end. This is the beginning, hopefully. But the MS is, so if it's something I love and I'm into it, of course I'm going to do it. Because if I have a few moments, I want to do it, I love it. But the MS is, I don't always love it. MS is, I don't always love it. There are times when I love it and it's kishmak, and there are times when not. So what do we do in those times? Because we have to learn how to get through those times and continue to be mechazik ourselves in those times. If it's going to be something that is with consistency my whole life. That's the Shem. Okay, with that, Hakadama. Learned something very special tonight, which is based on a Torah from the Heilige Shvil Pinchas from my Rabbi Amari. So, Chevra, we all know the famous episode in the Parsha. It's that episode that probably when we were in nursery, we came home with our coloring sheet of Yaakov fighting with the Sar Shel Esav, with the angel of Esav. And where did the Sar Shel Esav hit Yaakov? The whole story is so mysterious. The whole concept, if you stop and think about this, the whole concept of the story that an angel fought with Yaakov, what was the whole purpose in that? There's obviously so much depth here, and so much to walk away with, and so much to be inspired by. So many lessons to learn. I don't know if you had the chance yet. If you didn't, Kedai, it's a good Hakdama for Chanukah as well, to listen to, give a whole deep shiur in this last Matzah Shabbos to the women. But in another way, a little different chayim, and we can look at it another way. So Sasha Esav hit Yaakov in Yerech Yaakov, in Kaf Yerech Yaakov, in the thigh. That's why until today we're not allowed to eat the Gidon Asher, right? So it has to be something by the fact that he hit him by Yerech Yaakov. Why specifically Yerech Yaakov? Why specifically the thigh? So this is Torah, Heilige Torah from the Shlach HaKadosh. B'derech Remez. We all know this Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Mibbeis, when talking about the Tcheles on our Tzitzis. I don't know how many of us remember Tcheles. I have this chus to wear Tcheles. It's another time we should probably talk about that. Not sure why everyone doesn't wear Tcheles, but okay, we could talk about that later. L'maisi, you have an opportunity to Mekayim and Mr. Dereis every moment. Oh, it might be wrong. I mean, it fits into everything we know about Tcheles, but might be wrong. If it's wrong, so, but yeah, you're allowed to wear colored Tzitzis. Nothing more to talk about. Like all the other discussions, you don't have to talk about anything else. You have the opportunity to be Mekayim Mitzvah D'Oraisa every second. And if you're wrong, you still go to the mitzvah. So even though, and it fits into everything we know, so well, I don't understand why not. No one's ever given me a good reason why not to. That's all I can say. But okay, well, we can talk about it later. Mir Tashem. I happen to be a Radin Chassid, so it's different. I have a different, obviously, kesher to Tcheles. Radin Rebbe was the one who introduced Tcheles back into the world. What?
Where's Radzin?
I don't wear it. That's a whole, okay, don't tell, you could not, I shouldn't say don't tell the Rebbe this, because the Rebbe, every time, not every time I see him, Baruch Hashem, we're close friends, but we've had this machlokas over the years, and he tries to tell me that I should wear a redin. But they proved wrong, redin. So as much as I'm a chassid, I'm not a chassid to that degree, you know what I mean? Like, anyways, lemaisa. The Gemara Menachos tells us, Tanya Meir Omer, Manishtan Tchelis Bekomine Tzvurim. How's Tchelis different from all other colors? Mimesha Tchelis Domaliyam. Very famous. You all know this Gemara, right? Tchelis is Domaliyam. Tchelis looks like the sea. V'yam Dom L'Rakia. And the sea looks like the sky. V'Rakia L'Kizya Kav. And the Rakia connects us to the Kizya Kav. And through, therefore, that's one of the ways we look at Isam as Chartim Asa as Kol Mitzvahs, that we look at the Tzitzit, you see the Tchelis, and you remember the Yam, the Rakia, the Kizya Kav, and you remember to do the Mitzvahs. So comes along the Hilgish Shlach HaKadosh. And Shlach HaKadosh says, Yerech is Rashi Tevel's Yam, Rekia, Kise. Yerech Yaakov. And what the Sar Shaisa was trying to do, and we have to understand this in a deeper light, but he was trying to defeat, specifically, and take away the Yam, the Rekia, that leads us to the Kise HaKavod, and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch through that. Lemaisa, he says, but he takes it one step further. Lemaisa, he was only able to defeat the Kisei, damage the Kisei. And that's why it's Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Kaf is a Kuf, Kaf. The Kaf, the Kisei, the Kaf of Yerech, he was able to damage. He hit the Kaf of Yerech. And that's why it is, if you look at the Gemara Chulin, the Aftadi Aleph says that the dust of this fight went up ad Kisei HaKavod. And it affected the Kisei HaKavod, which we'll understand in a different light in a moment. So the Sar Shal Esav, again, we're going to understand all this B'derech Avodah in a way that's very practical to each and every one of us. But first, let's just learn. Yerech, therefore, is Yam Rakia Kisei. But it only Kaf Yerech, the Kaf, the Kisei, was damaged. Happens to be, it's incredible, Yaakov really represented the Yam, the Rakia, and the Kisei, meaning he like ruled over all of that. What do we see? We see in this week's parasha already. It tells us, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, Ki b'makli avarti as a yarden azeh. With my stick, I passed over the yarden. If you look in Rashi there, Nosa makl b'yarden v'nifka yarden. That he split the Yarden with a stick. We see that he controlled the Yam. He was shoylet over the Yam. What do you see in the Rekia? The Gemara in Chulin also talks about, based on Pesukim here, that the Shemesh rose for Yaakov specifically, or was stayed in the Shemayim for Yaakov. He ruled over the Rekia. And the Kisei HaKavod, we also have the Gemara. The Gemara says by the Malachim, the Oilim v'Yardim, they were going up and down, looking, they were looking at Yaakov, and they're looking, and they couldn't believe it, that what? They saw the Kisei HaKavod, and they saw his panim, Dyukno Shel Yaakov, on the Kisei HaKavod. That we know that was famous, right? That his partif, his face was on the Kisei HaKavod, Yaakov. So we see Yaakov was a part of the Kisei. So he ruled over the Yam, the Rekia, and the Kisei. And this is something that Sar Shel Esav wanted to be connected. Happens to be all of Klal Yisrael has a connection to all of that. We had Kriyas Yamsuf. That was for Klal Yisrael, that we rule over the Yam. The Rekia, there's a Devarim Rabbah, talks about how, show you, incredible. Shiva Rekiyim Heim, there's seven Rekiyim, there's in Beis Lama Beis and Devarim Rabbah, names all the Rekiyas, but Kulo Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke through and opened up all the levels of heaven, Lo Dion She'ena L'ka Acher L'hu, to make it known, to show us, that there's no other God but the Rabbonu Shalom. So we rule over the Rekia. So we connect to the Yam, we connect to the Rekia, and when we built the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk Yirmiyah refers to Beis HaMikdash as a Kisei. We brought the Kisei into this world. Right? That's V'shachanti B'socham, that the place that Hashem resides. He resides on the Kisei HaKavod. The Beis HaMikdash was that Kisei HaKavod of this world. We brought it into the world. And it happens to be, we see again, just like Sar Shel Esav only ultimately ruled over the Kisei, the Kaf, so too the Umos Olam were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Kisei in this world. They have some sort of ownership or ability to damage that Makom. But we have to understand this, B'derech Avoda. We have to understand what this is teaching us. What's it teaching us? It's a Sar Shel Esav, Shkoyach, it fits in, nice Ramazim, Yam, Rakia, Kisei, what does that mean for you and I? What does that mean for our lives? So we have to continue to understand a little, delve a little deeper. Are you ready, Mamish? In the beginning of Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the world, there's a pasuk which is also hard to understand right at the beginning of Bereshis. Vayasa l'kim es ha-rekiyah. Hashem made the sky, the rekiyah, the firmament. Vayavdil ben amayim asher mitachil rekiyah ben amayim asher me'al rekiyah. And that rekiyah separated between the mayim al-yonim and mayim tachtonim. Whatever exactly that means. So there's mayim al-yonim, there's rekiyah, and there's mayim tachtonim. That's what the pasuk says. What's going on here? So there's a Rabbeinu B'chayim v'yikra that brings this medrash down. But this is famous. You guys have all learned this. Sukkot time, this is darshan all the time, very famous. The mayim al-yonim, mayim tachtonim, right? But listen to the medrash. We find the medrash, mayim tachtonim nikru mayim boichim. The lower mayims, which seemingly are the waters that we connect to, the waters of the oceans and the lakes, and they're called mayim bochim. They're called waters that cry. V'lama nikru mayim bochim. Why are these waters that cry? Kadosh Baruch Hu split. He put the rekiyah, and there were mayim al-yonim and mayim tachtonim. And the mayim tachtonim bochim. And the mayim tachtonim started to cry because they wanted to be in the oylanu shlo zochinu la'alos l'mala. Woe is us that we're not zochin to be by in Shemayim. There's krovim le'a trainer to be close to the Ebishter, close to the Creator. This is what we all want in life, to be close to the Creator. Chev, do we want to be close to the Creator? You know, sometimes we get so bogged down, by the way, just that we have to stop it. Sometimes we get so bogged down by our lives. We get so bogged down by shiduchim and parnasa, and even bogged down by Torah mitzvahs, my learning, my siddurim, my tefillas, and I forget about kirvus elokim. Like, I mamish, even my Torah, my tefillah could cause me to forget about kirvus elokim, because it's so like, all of life is like responsibility. Kirvus elokim yitov. I mean, that's what it's all about. That they were crying. What was the mayim tachzonim crying? Because they wanted Leo's krovim leotreinu, to be close to the Creator. Have you hear this? So we spoke about last month's Shabbos a little bit. The Halakha tells Yaakov Yosef, and the Sforno says as well, the whole entire mice of Sar Shal Esav that was able to damage Yaakov was because by Yavasar Yaakov Levado. Because Yaakov, for those moments, was alone, was not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can only say this because they did. Whatever that means exactly, he was mamish, not just physically alone, he was even spiritually alone. That's why any destruction, any sadness, any difficulty, any daigas we have in this world, is because I'm not connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. If I'm connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all good. Don't ever forget that. Kirvus l'kim yitov, it's the greatest good. Halavai, if we're doing it properly, we should gain that through our learning, through our davening, through everything that we do. So the Mayim Tachtoinim wanted what? Leos Kraven Leotreinu. Amar L'Makadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Medrash goes on, they tried to break through Shemayim even. Hashem told them to stop and said to them, Hol Chvodi Asisen, you did this all for my kavod. You wanted to be in Belyonim for my kavod. Ein lem reshus l'mayim al-yonim lem reshira at she'id lem reshus mikam. Listen, that line will come back to him. That the mayim al-yonim don't have reshus to say shira until they have reshus from you, from the mayim tachtonim. But we have to understand all this. What exactly the mayim al-yonim, mayim tachtonim, why are those waters in the higher realm, the lower realm, the rekiya? What is going on here? Okay, we're getting to Merchev. We want to develop something special. You gotta hang on a little bit. Long kiss like nights. It's for learning Torah. That's what it's all about. So Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Beis tells us. Listen to this, and now we're gonna start getting somewhere. And bring it all together. Rava brought the contradiction in Pesukim. In Tilim, Ksiv Ki Gadol Ad Shemayim Chasdecha. One pasuk says that your chesed is gadol ad shemayim, up until shemayim. V'ksiv ki gadol me'al shemayim chasdecha. And one pasuk says, gadol me'al, on top of shemayim, your chesed is. Is it below shemayim? Is it above shemayim? Ketzad, how is this? Kan ba'osin lishma, the kan ba'osin shelo lishma. If we learn Torah lishma,
then we got mamish reach levels me'al shemayim. That's what the Gemara says. If we learn Torah shelo lishma, it's petach tonim, it's ad shemayim. Hold on to that, but let's discuss for a moment. What does Torah lishma even mean? What does it mean to learn Torah lishma? And there's a lot of deis, a lot to discuss, but I had to, when we even mentioned this Gemara, which we're going to explain in depth in a moment, we're going to build something very special. I had to just read just a few lines, which I'm sure everyone here has heard before, learned before, but in the Akdama of Degle Tal. Because to me, this is Kodesh Kedoshim. And even though not every moment do I always feel this, or do we all feel this, but this is something so special, his words are so sweet, or so beautiful. To understand what Torah Lishma is, and what the goal is, which is the highest level. Midi Davri Zachar Esker, Masha Shemati Ksas Bnei Adam Toyin, Miderech Haseik Elchel. Some people claim from their own intellect, Be'inyon Lima Torah Sakdosha, when it comes in regard to learning Torah, Ba'amru, they say, Ki Aloy Meir Mechadish Chedushim, person learns and comes up with new ideas, V'sameach, and is happy, U'misaneg, and finds pleasure b'limudo, Ein zeh lima Torah kol kach lishma. Some people claim, he says, that's not Torah lishma. K'moim ha'yalome b'pshitas, if you learned in a simple manner, she'ein lo manali b'shum taneg, you just went through the motions, but you weren't having pleasure, it was when it was difficult. V'urak l'shem mitzvah, then it's clearly doing it l'shem mitzvah, that's lishma. Lishma means I don't enjoy it. There's no pleasure. It means I'm just doing it because I have to. That's what people claim, he says. Because when you're enjoying it, you're also synthesizing within it your own enjoyment, your own benefit. Listen to this lashon of the Degle Tal. Ube'emes that toast before some. In truth, that's a grave mistake. Va'adraba, just the opposite. Pumfakert. The Iker Mitzvah is that we should be happy and enjoy and find pleasure in our learning. And then the Torah will be swallowed into one's blood. And when you benefit and enjoy it, you're going to cling to it. It's going to be one with you. Torah is geschmack. Torah is incredible. Torah is the greatest simcha in the world. Dealing with difficult situations in people's lives and whatever it might be, and get into something with someone, whatever it is, and I'm mamish, like, feel a little bit broken, I just open up Torah. It's incredible. It's geschmack. It's the biggest tanig. It's incredible. We have this chus that we have something we could turn to 24/7 to bring tanig and pleasure. But MS is, we don't always feel that. Let's be real. But that's Torah Lishma. That's Torah Lishma. To mamish be in love with it is Torah Lishma. Don't think not. So it's not lishma, maybe, again, then on some levels when you don't feel that. But based on putting these gemaras together, listen closely. Again, we saw the pasuk. We have mayim al yoinim, mayim tachtoinim, and you have their kia in the middle. What's the gemara in Tainis tell us and other makoimos? Ein mayim el Torah. Mayim is always a remnant of Torah. Martinus says, because just like water finds the lowest place, you need to be humble, you need humility to learn Torah. But the emphasis is also, water is the most basic necessity in life. I'm nothing without Torah. I'm nothing without Torah. We have to believe that, and we have to know that. So listen closely, let's put it together. This Gemara Pesachim we just read says what? That Lishma is Me'al HaShemayim, and Lo Lishma is Below HaShemayim. And Eim Mayim Al HaTorah. So you know what Mayim Al Yonim, Mayim Tachtoinim with the Rekia in the middle is? Mayim al yoinim is Torah lishma. Mayim tachtoinim is Torah shelo lishma. And the rakia is that which separates the two. Mamish just put it together. And that's why if you read, and what's the very next Gemara in Pesachim? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, La'olam yasuk adam b'Torah mitzvahs af b'shelo lishma, shemitoch lo lishma bo lishma. Meaning what? Listen closely. What did we say? What did we say in the Rebbeinu Bechaye? Where's Rebbeinu Bechaye? What do we say in the Rebbeinu Bechaye? The Rebbeinu Bechaye says that the Mayim El Yonim cannot say Shira Chiyilu Rishus from the Mayim Tachtonim. Because the Mayim Tachtonim so badly wanted to be Bel Yonim. The Torah Shel Lishma wants to reach a level of Lishma. It so badly wants to be there. Listen to this Gemara. You ever think about this Gemara? Everyone knows this Gemara. Loilam.
Yasu got the Torah mitzvahs al bishalolishma shtoch shalolishma balishma. Does that Gemara make any sense? Meaning, what's... Yes, it does make sense. Mitoch shalolishma balishma could make sense that we understand the Torah is going to eventually sell itself, and the Torah is so precious, and if you just learn it, eventually you're going to want to do it properly, right? But what's the word la'olam doing there? La'olam yasuk adam... La'olam means always, right? La'olam means like it's a lechatchila. This is a big bidyevit. Halavai, you should always learn the Shema. What do you mean la'olam yasuk shalol shema? Shemitoch shalol shema bal shema. La'olam, the word la'olam doesn't make any sense. So comes the Hilga Chuas Chaim from Gedalia Melinsky, brings down and says as follows. Torah is difficult. Torah is hard. There's nobody that immediately is going to come to Torah Lishma. It's first going to be a journey. It's first going to be toiling. It's first going to be tough. But that's why it's L'Olam. You always have to let yourself understand that. If you stick to it and you put your time in it and you put the effort in it, it's going to hit a level of Lishma. If you're willing to put in the Mayim Tachtonim, you're going to get to the Mayim Elyonim. But the Mayim Elyonim needs Rashus from the Mayim Tachtonim to sing Shira, because it could only get to Mayim Elyonim from the Mayim Tachtonim. And the truth is, I strongly believe, that's not just the initial steps. That's not just your initial beginnings. It's not just, oh, when I'm in high school, or yeshiva, shana aleph, shana bet, I'm just starting to connect the Torah and it's hard, and then I break through it and I finally taste sweetness. So I went mishalolishma to lishma. I went from mayim tachtoinim l'mayim elyonim. I broke through the rakia. But the emes is throughout life we have that journey. And there are times when I get there and I'm lishma, and times where it's difficult. You know, I'm back in that stage of lo lishma. And it's sometimes you don't even understand why. Sometimes it's just a very difficult sugya. Sometimes it's because you're growing and you're learning. So that's the point that you have to remember. Le'olam yasuk adam shemitoch shalol lishma bal lishma. That le'olam, our whole lives we have to live up to that. Our whole life is going to be, when it comes to learning Torah, which is an achemadim izavim v'pazravim v'sukum v'dvash, which is yisod shibisodus, which will elevate every aspect of our lives. You're going to be a different father if you're someone who learns Torah. You're going to be a different husband if you're someone who learns Torah. You're going to be a different person. You're going to be a different perspective on life. Olam d'shikur, we live in a world full of sheker. We live in a world that's so sickening. How are you going to make sure to be normal? How are you going to make sure to be normal in this world? We live in an abnormal world. Look at the perspectives of society that we live in, that you live in, like no other generation that ever was. How are you going to make sure just to be normal? Because we have the objective truth of Torah. But I learned that when I was Shana Aleph and Shana Bet and in YU or in Shari Yashiv or in Eretz Yisrael Landers. And then I got married and then I had a very serious job and I had children. So I went to the Rabbi Shir once a week. So then I'm not connected to Torah. I'm not one with this light. How are you going to make sure just to be normal your whole life? You have to be have such a strong relationship with Torah your whole life. And you have to be someone that's koyveitim Torah, vegisa b'yom v'layel, night and day. That you're going to decide now, no matter what, you're going to have a seder in the morning and seder at night your whole life. And there could be one of those could be ikr, one of them could be a tafel. Meaning, in a chanami, not everyone's going to be able to learn 6 hours a day. Not everyone's going to learn 4 hours a day. But you could have 1 hour long seder and 1 half hour long seder your whole life. 1 45-minute seder, 1 50-minute seder. Everyone on their own level, whatever it is. And hopefully some of us a lot more than that. But my whole life I'm going to be connected to Torah. And yes, there's going to be times when I don't even want to and I don't connect to the learning I'm doing. Because I'm going to go through this journey. It's la'olam yasuk. La'olam, my whole life. La'olam yasuk adam b'Torah mitzvahs al-pi. Af-al-pi shalol shema mitoch shalol shema bal shema. La'olam. It's always going to be that way. But I have to understand that. And that's not something to get down about. To know that's part of the avodah. But if I do it, I'm going to get to lishma again. And it's going to be a journey. Back and forth at times. But I'm going to get to Geshmak again. I'm going to get to the Mayim Elyonim again. Chevra, listen closely. We said that the Sar Shel Esav wanted so badly to defeat Yerech Yaakov. The Yam, the Rekia, and the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbi Amar Shvil Pinchas wants to suggest... So too, that's this. So everything we're talking about.
The Yam is the Mayim Tachtoinim, obviously. Yam is the sea in this world. The Rekia is the separation. The Kisei HaKavod is in Shemayim, is where the Mayim Elyonim. The Kisei HaKavod is where what the Mayim Tachtoinim was sad, was Baichim, that it wasn't close to, because it wanted to be close to Leah Trainer, to the Kisei HaKavod, that represents the Mayim Elyonim. So the Sar Shal Esav wanted to control it all. Wanted to take over all of Torah, because it knows that's where it can hit us most. If it takes Torah away from Yaakov, it takes Yerech away from Yaakov. It takes Torah, by the way, we'll see in a moment, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Memtes, compares the Torah to Yerech. You can't make this stuff up. We'll get to that in a moment, we'll see it inside. So it wanted to destroy Yerech, the Yam, the Rekia, and the Kisei HaKavod, the Mayim Tachtoinim, the Rekia, and the Mayim Elyonim, the Lolishma and Lishma. Get rid of it all. No Torah for Klal Yisrael. Because you'd understand, if we have no Torah, we're gone. That was, I said we weren't going to talk about it, but how could we not talk about it? That was Yavon, obviously. What was Yavon said you could live, you could physically be here, just get rid of all the Torah. No Torah. No Torah, there's no Klal Yisrael, there's no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no clarity. We're just like all of them. The Olam, the Shikra we live in, you know, this world that we've seen over the last few years, of the sickest Sheker that's been in all of history, things that make absolutely no sense, that the world talks about. The world that doesn't even understand what a marriage is, doesn't understand what it is to respect people, doesn't understand anything in the world anymore. Without Torah, that's what we fall into. We can't even blame. Why not? All of reality is subjective reality. All of reality is whatever you want it to be. Why is anybody more wrong or right than each other when you have no Torah? It's all subjective reality. It's all whatever you think is right. Emes, think about it.
I never thought about that.
Right? If you don't have Torah, if you don't have an objective life, if you don't have Kiner Mitzvah Torah, so then it's whatever you believe is Emes. I'm no more right than you, you're no more right than me. And that's the world, we see it. That's why people could argue the most craziest of things. Why not? It's only if you have Torah. So they tried to get rid of Torah. That's why Yevanim brought Choshech into the world. To say no Torah. That's what Esav tried to do. Destroy Yerech, all these levels that we're talking about tonight. All of it. That's what Yerech is, B'derech Avoda. But what did we say it only damaged? It did damage one of them. The Kisei HaKavod, the Mayim Elyonim. Meaning, that's why it is, Pshah Chevra. That's why it is that there are times when I don't feel the Gishmak. There are times when I can't learn the Torah Lishma of the Eglei Tal. I can't feel all that this is talking about. Because Esav did grab hold of that. Esav did damage that. The Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Esav got a piece of it. Esav got a piece of that. So it's true, sometimes I don't feel Gishmak. But guess what? The Le'olam, it didn't grab hold of that. The Yam and the Rekia didn't grab hold of. So even though there are going to be times when I don't feel the Gishmak, even though there are going to be times when I don't feel the Lishma, because Esav did damage us, Esav did get to the Kisei, the Kof Yerech, don't worry. Remind yourself. But you have Le'olam, Yasok Adam, Shalol Lishma, Shemitoch Lishma, Bal Lishma. I still have the key. And the key is, even if I don't feel it, even if I'm not into it, don't stop doing it, and I'm going to get back to the Lishma. I'm going to get back to that as well. That's our Avoda. So we're not lost. And that's Yaakov Vinu, Ishtam Yoshev Alim. Yaakov, the Zohar tells us in Vayetze, in last week's Parsha, that the Raya is Shlosh Dvarim Olam Omeh, Torah Avoda Kmiel Chazadim, Avoda is Yitzchak, Chesed is Avram, Torah is Yaakov. Yaakov ultimately defeats him with Torah. Even if it's a Torah Shalol Lishma, that through that I'll come to Lishma. But you got to learn. It's got to be real. And it can't just be now. So how do you prepare for that now? But now it's so easy. When I say it's so easy, because you have the structure, and you have your shiurim that you're going to, and you have your chavrusas, and you have your siddurim. Maybe the key is this. Maybe the key is this Gemara, one line, and it's amazing. You can't make this stuff up. I remember similar to last week's year when we had just like this one line at the end that Mamish you couldn't make up, right? When you remember them in the Rashi about the Sulam by Kalev. Like you can't make it up, so you can't make this up.
This is a, you know, this, all these Ramazim of the Shla and the Shvila Pinchas of Yerech, beautiful, incredible. Shivim Panam Torah. But listen, Mamish, listen to Gemara and Sukkot, Daf Mem Tes Amidbeis, Tana Dever of Anan, Ma'idich Siv, a Pazuk. Pazuk Yishir Shirim. Chamuki Yarkecha. What's Chamuki Yarkecha? Lama Nimshul Dever Torah Ki Yerech. Can't make it up. Why is Torah compared to Yerech? Loim Elcha, Ma Yerech B'Seser. The Yerech is hidden, it's underneath the skin, it's hidden. After the Torah b'seiser, Torah should be b'seiser. What does that mean? Why? What do I mean? We can't. We're learning Torah together now. It's not b'seiser. It's not hidden. Maybe it's telling you a key. If you want Torah to be real, if you want Torah to be a Torah that's going to be alive, it has to be also b'seiser. Meaning, right now, most of learning we do, it's with the chavrusa, with the rebbe. It's in a base medrash, in yeshiva. It's in these are beautiful things that we have to ensure that we're learning and learning seriously. Who here is learning b'seiser? Who here is learning b'seiser means that on Friday afternoon when you're home in your room with nobody else watching, I pull out a sefer and I learn for an hour. On Shabbos, on Matzei Shabbos, or Bein Astarim, where no one else is around, and I'm sitting and I'm learning and I'm shtagging. That means I want to be connected to it. And even if I'm not feeling a geschmack in it, even if the Esav took away the key sefer now, but I'm one with it. Shematoch shalal shema balashma. And then I'll be with Torah always. I'll be with Torah always. Chaver Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very special matana. Very special matana. I was earlier today. It's exact. You can't explain things like this. Meaning sometimes the matanas are like smaller numbers. So you could cheshbin that like, no, what? So you could cheshbin, oh, I probably like, whatever, you know, shkayach. But when they're this high, it's just like, siyat ishmaya. If you take the gematria, and I'm telling you, this was, you don't have to believe me, you could believe me. Some of us know each other well, some of us don't know each other, but if you take gematria, shemitoch shala lishma ba lishma. Shemitoch shala lishma ba lishma.
You sat there counting?
No, I thought of this, and then it was exact. Yeah, no, you can't make this up, I'm not joking. It's 1,850. Shemitoch shalal lishma bal lishma is 1,850. So that's our avoda. Our avoda, we're saying, is that we understand halavai. We want to learn Torah lishma, like the Egli Tal said, that's full of geshmak, and we feel that at times. But there are times when Esav hits the kaf yerech, who cuts the lishma and takes away the lishma. So our avoda is even in those times to realize le'olam yasuk. Don't stop le'olam yasuk, right? Shalal lishma, and realize, and the chizik will be, I'll get to lishma. Right? That's what we're explaining tonight. We have to start that right now by preparing in the times when it's b'seiser and the times when it's a little bit harder. So that later, when it has to be b'seiser and harder, you're going to do it. Now you need to be moser nefesh. Not when it's just easy. Not just in your satsadarim. I really strongly believe that. So gematria shemitoch shalal lishma bal lishma is 1,850. If we do that, you know, b'zoicha, this, by the way, this whole tzar, let me just... Before we got to preempt where this is going, because the whole fight with the Sar Shel Esav, you know when it happened? You know what day of the year it happened? The Zohar tells us, people don't know this, it happened on Tisha B'Av. People think the first occurrence of Tisha B'Av was Chet Meraglim, because that's the first in the Gemara in Tainus. The first that we know of, the Zohar brings down, was the fight with the Sar, which makes so much sense, because the Sar Shel Esav damaged us. Ultimately, we were victorious, Yaakov's victorious. Which that's what Tisha B'Av represents. Times when we could be damaged, but ultimately we're going to be victorious. Yes, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a Holocaust, but we're still here sitting and learning Tashim Pei Gimel in Cedars, New York at Chves Nesh at 12:15 a.m. on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. You know who ultimately wins? Yaakov. Right? So that happened, that's what Tisha B'Av represents. This all happened on Tisha B'Av. So if this happened on Tisha B'Av, and what we're saying tonight is, the tzarshlis have hit us b'kaf yerech in our Torah lishma, and therefore our avodah is lo'olam yasuk shloshma shemitoch shloshma bal lishma. That's going to ultimately lead to the gula, obviously, right? So if you take gematria shemitoch shloshma bal lishma 1,850 exactly, karev geula shlema im Mashiach zedkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. You'll bring close karev geula shlema im Mashiach zedkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. You add it all up, exactly 1,850. Shemitoch shalal lishma bal lishma. If we live such a life, that's what we'll be zoicha to. We'll be zoicha to bring the gula. By the way, look at the Archaim HaKadosh, Parsha, Chukas, he says it. He says that the gula shleima, the bias Mashiach gula be'ai shlishi, means chus emotions, chus of Torah. Chus emotions, chus of Torah. Which Torah? This Torah. That even when it's hard, and even when we don't feel the lishma, because it was taken away by Sashal Yisuf at times, shemitoch shalal lishma bal lishma. And that will be karov gula shleima im Mashiach kenu b'mehir menu, exactly gematria, shemitoch shalal lishma. You can't make that up. It's only siyat lishmaya. That's the Ebeshah, that's the beauty in Torah. In a chevra, I was thinking about this, and I was remembering a story that I shared at this table about a close friend of mine's, a Talmud of mine's son. I was thinking about it, and then I wanted, just before Shir, I looked it up to find out when it happened, because I had like a text on my WhatsApp from him, and it was, of course, there's also Yat Zimaya. I think this week is exactly, the 1 year anniversary. This week's exact of this story. And when I was thinking about it, I had no idea when it happened. Mamish, this week's the 1 year anniversary. That you did Nafshi, I have a very close friend, in the Talmud, who Baruch Hashem listens to the Shir every week, is part of the Shir, but he lives Baruch Hashem in Beit Shemesh. I love the Tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael to listen to the Shir. We're learning Baruch Hashem. We're learning with Tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael. Kobe, it was very special when we were learning with you in the Chveis in Australia. I don't know, Tokyo you ever did, or only Australia? I don't remember. Only Australia. But that was awesome and cool. But it's, the Eretz Yisrael dick is much more, you know, you get it. Anyway, so you did Nafshi, Danny Fine. Donnie Fine, see, Baruch Hashem, he has a beautiful mishpach and beautiful children. One of his children was struggling when it came to your Shemayim and his Ruchnias for a little bit. You say this because it was before Hesya, the kid spoke about it, and we spoke about it, and about a year ago, Donnie got into Eli Stefanski's Daf Yomi and hasn't missed, and he's, mom, if he spreads it to the world, Donnie's a tremendous tzaddik doing incredible things. He has this incredible, for another time, if anyone wanted to get on, he has this WhatsApp group. It's unreal that he started. That's like just doing the most amazing chesed you've ever heard about in your life. Basically, he started, I don't know where he got the idea, just to start a WhatsApp group. And what is this WhatsApp group? That he finds out about people in need, that he looks into and knows of, like, making a chasna or needing a wheelchair, anything random.
This chat here.
They have this here also. Yeah. And he puts it on the chat and says, I need 10,000 shkolim. And there's like hundreds of people on the chat. And within a minute, he's got it. You know, like he's raised millions of shkolim with this one WhatsApp chat that he's done. And it's like just incredible. Incredible. Doing incredible things. And where was it going? So his son was struggling in different ways, whatever it is. And Donnie wanted him so badly to join him Daf Yomi. And come with him to Daf Yomi. Donnie offered him $1,000 to come and learn for one, just Tainus. And the son decided not. And then like some things happened. And one day he said he's going to come. But then he had a reason not to. I don't remember the whole story. I said it over a year ago. All the details. But then one of the big supporters of the Daf Yomi Shir was involved with Stefanski, who's doing incredible things. Stefanski, changing the world. This guy's incredible. But anyways, he got involved with the son and offered to double the money, $2,000. And in the end, the son came, and he came every morning, and he finished Masechtas Tainus. And he ended up speaking at the Siyum for Tainus. I have the speech if you want to see. It was incredible. And speaking about his life and what he went through and how. Here's a guy that was struggling, not putting on tefillin, and he's going to Daf Yomi every morning, and how it changed, and how incredible it was. So then I didn't know what happened. I don't know if he continued to learn Daf Yomi, didn't continue to learn. The whole deal was 1 month. The whole deal was 1 month, and I spoke, and I was pretty sure he didn't continue to go to the Shir, maybe once in a while, but definitely not really. And you know, he went for a month, got his $2,000. This past summer, I was zeicher to be in Eretz Yisrael with the mishpacha, and Danny invited me with some of the other chevra to give a shir in Beit Shemesh. It was very special. Some of the chevra that listened to the shir and some other chevra, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Hopefully, we'll do it again in about a month. And and I had this chus to this son needed a ride to Yerushalayim, and he
And he was at the she came to the shir, and he asked if I was going back to Yerushalayim. I said, of course, please, it'd be my honor. And we spoke the whole ride back. It was the first time I really spent any time with the son. I met him that night. I ended up he came to my Molav Malka last Matzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, but I met him that night, the son. And it was a schus to see such a someone that did this. And when we're talking in the midst, I just asked him, I'm like, I didn't know where he was going to go with this. And he was telling me about his life and things that he's improved and grown from, and it's incredible. Really, he gave me such chizik. He told me that Yosef Mekulam. And I just asked him in the middle, I'm like, so did you end up learning any more, you know, dafyomi afterward? And he looks at me, what do you mean? I do dafyomi every single day. He's like, I don't think, he doesn't go to the shir anymore. He doesn't live there. He does it on his own. He does dafyomi. He told me he does dafyomi every day. And I was blown away. This guy who, I don't even want to tell you all the details of where he was holding. And when he agreed to dafyomi, there's no question it was for $2,000. To go for a month, like an hour a day, a month, $2,000 is pretty good money, you know, right? So, you know, my father wants me to, $2,000. I'll make him happy. I'll get him off my back, $2,000. That's great. There's no more money involved anymore. It's that when you go and you give yourself over the Torah, even if you'll come to. It's the sweetest, most special thing in the world. Of course I'm going to get to that. And even though I might have gotten to that and lost it, Loilam, go again. You're going to get it back. You're going to get it back. And this is our whole life. It's a journey. There are times, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, there are times when we feel it, times when we don't. Don't stop, Chevra. Don't stop. Loilam. The Esar Shal Esav has some handle over Lishma. Even though we should feel the Tanig of Degli Tal always. Has some handle. But if you're Loilam, you're always going to get back to Lishma. And if we're Mitoch Shalashma Balashma, then we'll be Zoicher to Karov Geula Shleima Mashiach Kenu B'mehera B'yamino. Amen.